We're going to read this morning from John's Gospel, from John chapter 21, verses 15 through 19. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Then he said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wished. When you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will fasten a belt around you and will take you where you do not wish to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. When he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." This is the word of God, the people of God. Thanks be to God. I will say this. I am so thankful for each of you here this morning. Thankful for you braving the weather, braving the floods to get here. I told the early service this. We had about five and early, and I said someone, an older mentor of mine used to always tell a joke about on really slim weather days. He said, remember Andy, you never want to give a whole bale of hay to just a couple cows. So I promise I won't give you the whole bale of hay. I won't give you a whole bale of hay this morning. I've learned in life this about me. It takes a lot to really get me upset. I'm a pretty laid back fella. It doesn't take a whole. I don't get angry often. Holly can tell you, I'm not an angry person. I'll never forget my last church. One Sunday, the youth in my last church, they used to always, they had their youth off-site. One of the parents would let them have their youth event, their regular Wednesday night youth meetings, NYF meetings, in her house. And so one Wednesday night, she was gone and her husband was gone, but they let them use the house anyway. And apparently the youth that night just went crazy. They just were throwing things, jumping on the couch, and just acting like they lost their every other minds. And so I heard about it. The next Wednesday, I went over there when they had a youth meeting, and we like to call the Come to Jesus meeting. I said, "Y'all," I said, we ain't doing this again. We're putting a stop to this right now. This will not happen again." And their eyes got real big. And one of the little girls who wasn't there called her mama and said, "Mama, what'd they do? Because I've never heard Brother Andy fuss like that before. They must have been bad." So I'm not a fusser, and I don't get upset often. It's just not my personality. But the only thing that really makes me upset is if someone hurts my family. If you know how it is. The older you get, you learn. The only thing that really sticks with you is when somebody hurts or harms your family. Those are the things that are tough to forgive. Those are the things that it's tough to let go of. If someone hurts your children, hurts your spouse, hurts your mother, your father, those are the things that's tough to let go of. There was a place in the Delta. I told the story. I don't know if I've told you the story before or not, but when we were in the Delta, we hadn't been married long, and Holly was working in a certain town in the Delta, and had a rain not like today, but it was pretty bad. It was raining really, really, really hard, and we hadn't been married more than a few months, and she had a flat tire, and pulled in this business's parking lot, and asked them basically could they one of the men in the store in the stock room come help help her change her flat tire, and they said, "No, ma'am. Said we can't spare any help, and you're just out of luck, basically." So she called me crying, and I went over there, and I had a little talk with them and expressed my disappointment with their decision, and we never purchased. I said, "I'm a preacher." Now this one, the few times I pulled out the "I'm a preacher" card, I said, "I'm a preacher, and I'm gonna tell everybody in my town, don't ever buy whatever it is that you sell from these people because of this." And I sure enough did it. Now, I probably shouldn't have done it, but I sure enough did it. Because you don't mess with my family. You don't mess with my family. I don't mind you messing with me. Go ahead, take your shots at me, but don't mess with my family. You don't do that. Most of us, I think, are like that. We don't like when people mess with our family. Don't mess with those that we love. Forgiveness is an interesting thing. On Good Friday, there were two people that betrayed Jesus. Judas and Peter. Peter betrayed as well. Which was worse?
Well, I mean, let's look what Judas did. Judas literally handed Jesus Christ over to the Romans. He literally handed him to the soldiers. He betrayed him with a kiss. He literally led the Roman government to him. He literally kissed Jesus and literally turned his back on Jesus Christ. So, and which then led to his crucifixion and death. So Judas's crime was awful. But let's not paper over what Peter did. Let's don't pretend like Peter didn't do something awful. Scripture tells us that Peter followed Jesus to the courtyard where he was being tried. Scripture tells us Peter went inside the courtyard. And Scripture tells us that not once, not twice, but three times, he was confronted by individuals there saying, "Are you one of his disciples?" Three times he was asked, "Are you one of his disciples?" And three times he denied knowing Jesus. He denied him. In fact, the last time it said he denied him and he cursed his name. Let's not pretend like that's not a big deal, y'all. Let's not pretend like that's not a huge deal. Scripture says, Jesus told in John's Gospel, if you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father. I mean, denying Jesus Christ is a big deal. And that is what Peter did. So let's not pretend like Peter is blameless in this. Let's not pretend like Peter didn't have a major failing. Let's not pretend like, just like Judas, Peter denied Jesus Christ on Good Friday. But yet, here's the thing. When you think about Judas, what is the first thing you think about? You think about the betrayal. I mean, Judas, there aren't a lot of kids named Judas anymore. I mean, the first thing you think about is the betrayal. That's the very first thing you think about with Judas. What about Peter? Now, you may think of the denial. That may be one of the first things you think about. It may be. But you may think of, you know, Pentecost Sunday when he preached. You may think of him walking on water. You may think of, you know, of these things like we read this morning in Acts. I mean, you know, there's with Peter, there's a variety of things you think about. You don't necessarily first think about the denial. And even if it is the first thing you think about, it's not the only thing you think about. Why is that? Why do we remember Judas's betrayal as his only act? Yet with Peter, we think of other things. Why is that? Well, let's look at how they both handled their failure. Let's look at how they both handled what they did wrong. What did Judas do after the betrayal? Scripture tells us he took the silver that he was given, went back to the Pharisees, and threw it at them. And then Scripture later says he went and hung himself. What did Peter do? Well, Scripture tells us that Peter went and wept bitterly after the denial. But then, where was Peter to be found on Easter Sunday morning? Where was he? With the rest of the disciples. With the rest of the disciples. Judas, because of his sins, turned away and left the fellowship. Peter, in spite of his sins, turned back to the fellowship. Forgiveness is hard. There's no easy way to look at forgiveness. Forgiveness is hard. Someone once said, forgiveness is a virtue of the strong. It takes strength to forgive. It takes strength to give someone forgiveness. It's not an easy thing. And y'all, it's something that as Christians, we have to be about. As Christians, we must be a forgiving people because we have been forgiven so much. We have been forgiven so, so much. God has given us grace after grace, mercy after mercy, peace after peace. We must be a forgiving people. As we have been shown grace, we are called to show grace to others. And that's hard, I know. Particularly when someone's harmed your family. Particularly when someone harms someone you love. It's hard to forgive that. And y'all, forgiveness, I often say forgiveness doesn't mean we've got to hold hands and sing kumbaya. That's not necessarily forgiveness. Forgiveness is sometimes bearing no ill will against someone. That's sometimes forgiveness. Wanting to see no harm come to someone. That's sometimes forgiveness. We are called to forgive. But I guarantee you, perhaps the hardest person in your life to forgive might not even be those who've harmed your family. Might not even be those who've harmed someone you love. Perhaps the hardest person to forgive in your life is you. Quite often we're able to forgive other people a lot easier than we can forgive ourselves, aren't we? What was the difference between Peter and Judas? I believe the difference was that Peter could forgive himself. I believe Peter understood that God's grace is big enough to even forgive him of the things that he had done. Would Jesus Christ have forgiven Judas if Judas would have asked for forgiveness? Yeah, of course he would have. Jesus Christ would forgive anyone of anything if they asked forgiveness. So Peter, we read the scene this morning where Peter, three times Jesus gave Peter the chance to accept him again. For every one of Peter's three denials, Jesus and John gave him another chance to accept him, to stand for him, to proclaim him. Jesus gave Peter forgiveness for each of his mistakes. Jesus would have given Judas the same thing if Judas would have asked for it. That's what made the difference between Peter and Judas. Peter could forgive himself. Judas could not. And y'all, I understand that. Forgiving yourself is hard. In the 15th century, there were these monks that roamed around from town to town. And what they did is they had this big whip. They would roam from town to town, and they would beat themselves with this whip. They would just walk around beating themselves with this whip to show everybody how sinful they were and to show everybody how much they were sorry for their sins. And they would just walk around beating themselves with this whip. And I was talking to the DES this week about something, and I said, I understand that. In the 15th century, I'd have been one of those guys. Because I'm big on, I can beat myself up with the best of them. You know, I can obsess upon my sin. I can obsess upon my failings. I can obsess upon my mistakes. And I will beat myself to a pulp over it. I'll hold on to that guilt for the very last moment. I'll give you all the grace you need. But for me, I won't give myself grace sometimes. I think a lot of us are like that. We can forgive other people eventually. But it's so hard to forgive ourselves. But that was what made the difference between Peter and Judas, I think. Peter could forgive himself. Judas could not. So this morning I ask you, what are you holding on to? What is in your life that God has already forgiven you of, that you can't forgive yourself of? God's already forgiven you of it. It's as far as the east is from the west is to God. You are already forgiven. Whatever it is, God's already forgiven you of it right now. You are loved. You are accepted. You are forgiven. You can live now as a forgiven child of God. The only thing keeping us sometimes from living that abundant, forgiven life is not God's forgiveness of us. It's not God's forgiveness. We have to forgive ourselves. We have to forgive ourselves. I think that's what made the difference for Peter. I think that's what makes the difference for us now. Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, freely bestowed on all who believe. There on Calvary's mount outpoured, we this moment this grace receive. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace that is greater than all of our sins. You are forgiven now. Whatever it is, you can let go. May we live now as the forgiven children of God that we are.